Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, July 30th. We're back with you after a day off.
We are.
Yes,
nice
we
to
are.
Be back.
Yes, huh? You're eager to come back. That's a good
thing. I miss it when we don't have it in the morning.
I know. It's like something to do, right?
Yeah.
Start off your morning nicely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except when your guest doesn't show up, you know, that complicates things a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're supposed to have a guest here. Maybe she'll still show up. Who knows? But
there's lots of news, though, that we can talk about.
I suppose there is, yeah. But I don't know if I'm prepared to talk about news. You know, I mean, I'm busting my ass off working and stuff, you know. I mean,
yeah.
But it's a good thing, you know. I mean, it keeps you going and stuff. But
definitely.
But, I mean, the lack of sleep is not fun. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Did you watch the news at all yesterday? Because I was glued to the TV for like 4 hours.
What happened?
The UCLA floods.
UCLA? Oh, somebody came in and said something about it. I heard
it. Was
I overheard it.
Insane.
Really?
So a 90-year-old pipe broke. It burst through the streets. It was huge. I mean, it was 8 to 10 million gallons of water.
Wow.
That was. And I mean, UCLA, it was right where the... The Kids' Choice Sports Awards were.
Oh, our like...
I think our guest just walked in.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, come on in.
But
okay.
It was right where the Kids' Choice Sports Awards were, so I knew exactly where everything was. And...
Yeah.
I mean, water was just flooding.
Really?
Flooding down the stairs, flooding everywhere. It was insane.
Uh-huh.
Insane. I mean...
Wow.
And I think the Poly Pavilion has just gone under like $136 million renovation, and it was... At one point, under 8 inches of water.
Wow.
I was glued to the screen. I couldn't stop watching it.
Wow.
It was just, and you could, over time, I mean, the call went in at like 2:25 or 3:25, and it lasted 4 hours. They couldn't turn off the water because they didn't
really?
Know which pipe to turn
wow.
off. And so, I mean, they're going to, I think they're under some
scrutiny. Probably like a lot
morning.
Of damage, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the track and the I think it was the practice football field. I don't think it was the actual one that they play games on.
Right.
But the practice field, the track was completely underwater. You couldn't even see the track.
Really?
It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, the amount of damage, and you just kept seeing the water, like, spilling more and more.
Wow.
I was glued. I couldn't stop watching it.
10 million gallons of water. That's a lot.
Especially in a drought.
Yeah, I know. We can't afford that.
Yeah.
The hell with the UCLA.
Yeah.
We need water.
And Sunset was closed off.
So they closed off Sunset Boulevard, huh?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
A portion of it. I don't exactly know which, but I mean, it was at 5 o'clock, middle
wow.
of rush hour.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I wasn't there, man. It probably created like a hell on wheels there.
Oh,
huh?
I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure. I was home just watching it. So
yeah.
I was happy I wasn't in the... in the traffic, but it was crazy.
It really sounds like it. Wow, I'm looking at pictures here. It looks like a flooded area completely.
And
I mean, the cars.
The stack right opposite the Poly Pavilion. I mean, I parked there like a week and a half ago.
Really?
And now all the cars were submerged underwater. They couldn't get out. They were all, I mean, obviously the cars are no longer when the cars are flooded.
Right.
And there was other cars that were like... up to the windows in mud because it
wow.
wasn't just water.
Yeah,
it was like
muddy.
Mud too.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're not going to be using that cars today.
Oh God! Can you imagine all
no.
the things that happen that you can't help? You know, they're just out of your control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably some people just went to I don't know. They probably were so happy that they got a front row. Parking spot this one day on campus where they get a parking spot and then that car floods.
Yeah.
It's like, great.
I know. It's like we don't have enough natural disasters here. We need
right.
more, right?
I know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, in a couple of minutes, we're going to get to our guest who just walked in, which is cool. And just a couple of things we wanted to bring up. There's a couple of things I wanted to... Oh, they're talking about this this model, this Australian model, who claims she's a plus-size model, right? But apparently she's not very oversized at all. I mean, you look at her, and she looks pretty thin to me. So they're saying that, you know, this is like... she's 25 years old, and she posted her pictures, like, without makeup and unretouched and everything.
Right.
And to me, she looks great. I mean, I'd go out with her, you know. Not that I wouldn't go out with a plus-size woman, but what I'm saying is she's pretty attractive.
Right.
And you know, and to be considered that, then they're saying, you know, so what are women that weigh like 165 pounds or something supposed to feel? You know, what are they, like, obese or something, you know? So it's totally out of proportion, you know, and we have to do something about body image in this country.
Well, it's unfortunate in LA that, I mean, pretty much if you're not a size zero,
right,
the media portrays that you're overweight.
Right.
So I can see somewhat where she's coming from, that saying that, well, I'm not one of these stick thin models that
right.
people are used to seeing. But I mean, I think I like curvy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That society, I mean, the way that everything is photoshopped on the front of magazines, and
right.
Kim Kardashian is photoshopping things on Instagram. There was one Instagram that she posted. I guess she made her waist smaller somehow. I don't know how she did it. Something on Photoshop. But you could tell because in the background on the wall, the tiles were swerving. So you could clearly tell yeah. that it was photoshopped. And but what's the need? What's the need to do that on Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like it's going on the front of a magazine.
Yeah, and it's not like you don't know what Kim Kardashian looks like.
Yeah.
You know, everybody does.
Exactly. She has a reality TV show. I think yeah. we get to see what she looks like.
Yeah. I don't know. Too much vanity going on, you
yeah.
know. There's a lot of pressure on women to look good, you know. I mean, especially celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people age and stuff, and then they don't look quite as good as they used to, you know. And that's difficult for people to handle.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't understand that. And I feel bad for women that feel that they're overweight when they're not, you know.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people feel that pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm overweight. I'm not yeah. overweight, but I'm definitely overweight to what I used to be.
Oh, God. Yeah. If you're overweight, then I don't know what normal people should say.
But I think it's just how you feel comfortable in yourself.
That's true,
I
guess.
And if you feel... Like, I know that I need to lose a little bit of weight to feel happier
okay.
And better with myself. And I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but sometimes true. The pizza looks good.
Yeah. I know. And you work in a place that has a lot of food, huh?
Exactly.
Does it, like, make you hungry when you smell the food?
It kills me.
Right.
It absolutely kills me. And a lot of people say that when they work in a restaurant, they don't like the food
uh-huh.
that... is being served. It's like, I'm sick of it. No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be sick of the food there. It's
really?
So good.
What?
And I try and get a salad, but the salad is so bad for you still. Like, they homemade yeah. They make the... It's homemade ranch dressing. It's like butter and milk and probably whole fat milk.
Wow.
And it's just... So it's not healthy for you, but the
yeah.
ranch is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll never get sick of the food there.
Yeah.
Once I stop working at restaurants... I'm going to lose weight. I'll be fine. But the temptation, and I get an employee meal. So it's like screaming at me,
yeah.
please eat me. The pizza, it's terrible.
Wow. Yeah, that's part of the challenge, working with food and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It really, it's a,
I know.
It's a daily challenge for me.
I know.
When I'm there, it's a struggle.
It is fun sometimes to see people that work in one restaurant go to another to have lunch, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before? You know, like in fast food where they wear their uniforms, you know? So you'll have a McDonald's employee going to Subway.
I think that's one place, if I ever worked at a fast food restaurant, I would never eat that food again.
Yeah.
I think I would be appalled with the way it was made.
Yeah.
But where I work, I mean, everything's clean and I know. I don't know. I see everything that goes into it. So
yeah.
I know that it's not, well, it's bad for you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I do. I do. And we're going to talk a little bit more about health with our guest in just a second. Did you, Did you hear about the... oh, are you going to go see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I do
Turtles?
Want to see that.
Really?
I do.
Why?
Because it looks good. Really? It looks like a really good movie.
Yeah.
That's one of the only movies that's kind of grabbed my attention recently.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks dumb to me. I don't know.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it was fun when the kids were young and we'd watch that stuff, but, you know, in cartoons and things like that.
I don't
that.
Know. It looks good to me.
Okay, well, tell me about it. I mean, I thought the Lego movie would be bad and people said it was good.
Yeah, I heard that too. I didn't go see that either.
Yeah.
But no, none of, like, Hercules, none of those movies have appealed to me, but... The
Ninja
Mutant,
Turtles.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
I know. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There
they
we
call
go.
It TMNT. So apparently in Australia, they're planning to release it on 9/11. And there's a poster of the movie with the turtles falling off a tall building. So they're saying this was like totally in bad taste to do it on the same date as our disaster back in 2001. So they... So they're apologizing for it. Paramount is apologizing, blah, 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 for the poster. And so just imagine, you know, they put in so much effort into this poster. I mean, it looks amazing, the amount of work they put into it. And then they have to pull it, you know, because of something like that. And
I feel
you
like
have
they
to
should
wonder,
have known that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you plan on, yeah, you know, it's just that there's so many people involved in this, maybe nobody noticed.
Yeah, I think you have to know that something like that is not going to be okay with a lot of people.
Right.
When it's such a major disaster that, I mean, the country's still...
Yeah, we're still reeling from it, you
exactly.
know? We're still trying to recover from it.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I can see why people didn't like that.
Yeah. okay, and just one more thing. Okay. Well, that's it. So let's go ahead and get to our guest right now who arrived a few minutes ago. Welcome to the show. We have Wendy Myers, right?
Yes.
Welcome
thank you so
to
much
the show.
For having
of course.
Me.
You can pull the mic towards you a little bit, okay. And it'll be easier for you.
We're right in
no,
there.
No, pull it. It's not stuck.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
There you go.
Perfect.
That'll be easier for you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So you were a victim of LA traffic this morning?
I was. My iPhone said it would take 30 minutes to get here, and it took an hour.
Really? Oh, how wonderful. Wow. Yeah, that's the thing with the. With the GPS, sometimes it doesn't take into effect some things.
Yeah.
When I drove south to Redondo Beach this weekend and the rain started, it was pouring, and it caused me like to be late by about 10 minutes. And I'm like, you know, I'm never late, but the GPS can't take into account a freak storm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No one knows how to drive when it rains.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
so
loses
it's totally
their mind
different.
In LA.
Yeah, that's true. Have you lived here all your life?
I have not. I've lived here in LA since I was 25 for about 15 years.
Okay.
And I grew up in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where in Texas?
In Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
That's where you were born?
Yes. That's
oh,
where
okay.
I was born, in Arlington. Yeah.
And so what, okay, so let's just introduce, you are about health and living longer and that sort of thing. So we'll get to all that and everything, all the your website and all that stuff in just a moment. Let's just find out a little bit about you and that. So so what was it like growing up in Houston? I mean, I always wondered what it's like living in Texas.
You know, it's great. The people are great. The people are so warm-hearted. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of like the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my family are very religious. I'm not
really?
Personally.
Uh-huh.
Or spiritual.
Really?
But a lot of churches in Texas.
Wow.
On every corner.
So you had to yeah. go to church all the time, right?
Lots of barbecues.
Right.
You know?
So
yeah.
did you like sort of like resent it or what happened? I mean, you just decided it's not for you?
I was dragged to church, you know, definitely until I was about 8, and then I refused to go.
Really?
After that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like boring, right?
I just don't identify with organized religion, but I think it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
I think it's beautiful, and I think they all communicate the same beautiful message, be kind to your fellow man and help your fellow man. I think it's wonderful.
Right. Right. Not all religions are like that, but let's
say that's
the way it should be.
Overall.
Right. Yeah. We're not going to get into politics now. So cool. So So at 8, I mean, at 8 years old, you knew, I don't want religion. I'm not going to church anymore. Did your parents give you a hard time about it?
No, my mom was really doing it more for my grandmother.
Oh, okay. So she was also doing
it. She wasn't into it either.
For someone else.
My dad wasn't really not into it. Really? Because he's more of a scientist. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. What does he do, or what did he do?
Well, he was actually a computer analyst.
Oh, really?
He was a computer programmer, but he was very much into science and reading and all about medicine and health and diet, and really sparked my interest and love of reading about health. And, you know, when I was young, as a teenager, I was reading more about the latest drug breakthroughs and, you know, consumers' reports on health and how people can heal health conditions with medicine and medications and things like that. But then, of course, that took a turn when I watched my father die.
Oh, wow.
And I saw that he was on 10 medications, and he was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and he passed away within 6 months.
Really?
And so that kind of shook my faith in medicine slightly.
Yeah.
And I started questioning, are all these medications helping? I saw my father, he had the best doctors, and he was extremely educated. And what I thought were extremely educated choices for his health.
Right.
But he did, pass away of his cancer treatments, not actually the cancer itself, but the radiation and chemo. And so
killed him?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's what kills
that
a lot of cancer patients.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And even there, a lot of oncologists won't undergo those treatments.
Oh.
But it's the only thing that they're legally allowed to offer. Because of the hold that big pharma and the drug manufacturers have over the medical system.
Wow.
And so for me, it really hit home. And I thought, just watching the way that he died, I thought, hell no, am I going to go out like that? And so I just really started researching what causes cancer and how to prevent it and alternative cancer treatments. And it just, one thing led to another.
Right.
And I just started really getting interested in nutrition and alternative means of correcting health. And then livetoto110.com was born.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So it was born pretty early.
Yes, yes.
And what age around were you when you started to?
Well, it was about 6 years ago when my father passed away. And I really that's when I really, really started learning about alternative means of approaching health, natural means of approaching health. And because I had never really considered that before, I was always interested in medicine and medications and things like that. But I didn't start my website until a couple of years ago.
So did you think you wanted to go to did you go to med school?
I wanted to go to medical school when I was younger, and I did pre-med and whatnot, but I just decided it just wasn't quite right. It wasn't going to be the path for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So my question is, though, you know, I mean, people, because I was thinking about this morning also, you know, people really take care of their health. I mean, some people do. They really work hard at it, and they still end up dying young, you know, from something or whatever. And then you have people that don't really take care of themselves, and they live longer.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that, I think everybody has to go somehow. Obviously, you don't want to go suffering. Was your dad suffering?
He was suffering, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, he did not live a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
He smoked for 40 years. He was asking for it.
Really?
Yeah. He smoked for 40 years. He did quit 6 years before he died.
Right.
But all those chemicals that you put in your body, they're still in your body.
So it's still too late.
Even if you quit a bad health habit, the consequences linger in your body, especially when it comes to ingesting toxins like that.
Do you think that quitting something like that, that your body is so used to, kind of takes a negative effect and kind of reverses everything? Because when you've done something for so long, whether it's a bad habit or not, suddenly stopping, it's kind of when your body realizes, oh, something's changed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, people pick up these habits for a reason. Whether it's cigarettes or compulsive exercise or sugar or whatever it is, they're all attracted to that for a reason, and it's to give their bodies more energy. And that's pretty much the whole focus of my practice, is healing the glands that produce our energy, the adrenals and the thyroid. And so when people are attracted to those kinds of habits, it's really just them trying to get more energy. And so when you take that away, yes, you know, the body has to adjust, where you have less energy and you have, you know, negative feelings and things associated with quitting a substance that you're dependent on. Mm-hmm. But your body does adjust, and, but it can take time. It can take months, even years, for the chemistry in your body to change.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Because, I mean, I've seen some people who quit smoking and then they start having all kinds of ailments and stuff. But what can you do, you know?
Yeah, it's probably because they start detoxing.
Yeah.
They start detoxing, and then mainly cadmium. Cadmium is a big one that I see on my clients' hair mineral analysis.
Right.
If they've ever smoked cigarettes or marijuana.
So what do you see on there?
Cadmium. Cadmium.
What's cadmium?
Cadmium is just a heavy metal. It's a toxic heavy metal.
Really?
That is ingested when people smoke.
Uh-huh.
And it's a heavy metal that causes cancer and kidney disease.
Wow.
And things of that nature. And when people stop, you know, sugar or cigarettes or what have you, they'll usually, because these things inhibit bodily function, our detoxification mechanisms. And when they stop doing that, the body starts getting energy to detox.
I see.
And they don't feel good. But it's not a bad thing.
Right.
It's not a bad thing.
Right. Cadmium is not a bad thing?
Oh, it's not a bad thing to detox and have detox symptoms.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, because I'm going, wait a minute.
When you say detox, what are you meaning? Are you meaning, because, I mean, there's so many detoxes, quote unquote, out right now. I mean, there's drinking ones, there's food, there's loads of different ones. What do you mean when you say detox?
Well, when I say detox, I was referring more to like detoxification symptoms. I do a detoxification program called Mineral Power, where I use a hair mineral analysis to determine a supplementation program people can do to start the detoxification process. And when they usually it's really minerals. People just need minerals that give their body the energy to release heavy metals and chemicals. And it just kind of nourishes their body so that they can have the energy to detox and get rid of heavy metals and chemicals. And when they start detoxing, they have symptoms. They have headache and nausea and fatigue and all kinds of things. You know, a whole list of detox symptoms can start happening. But it's actually good. You actually want those things, those symptoms and side effects, because that means your body is processing and getting rid of these chemicals and metals.
Oh, very interesting.
What kind of minerals do you need to put back into your body?
Really basic. Calcium, magnesium, zinc, trace minerals. Nothing crazy. I don't give my clients anything strange or anything like that. It just, people are mineral deficient.
Mm.
And that is the genesis and root cause of disease. Because when you are mineral deficient, when your body doesn't have enough energy to detox, it's a luxury. You have to have energy to do that work. And most people only have enough energy for basic bodily functions.
Right.
So when they don't have enough energy, they don't detox, and they just accumulate heavy metals and chemicals. And over decades, that eventually causes disease.
Wow.
Cancer is very common. 40% of people develop cancer. 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women. That is why. It's our nutrient-deficient food supply.
Wow. So we're eating badly, obviously, you know, and we don't need to be a genius to figure that out with all the fast food and the overweight people and stuff out there. So you talk about diet and lifestyle and detox and so forth. So you seem to obviously know a lot about this. How did you decide you're going to pursue this? What did you have to go to school?
I became a certified holistic health coach. I decided, because I was reading all this information on nutrition, I might as well just make it official.
Right.
So I did this program at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. But then I started having my own like health crisis. I didn't really get sick, but I just started noticing subtle health issues. I just didn't feel like I used to.
Right.
You know, I wasn't in a good mood most of the time. I just didn't have the energy that I used to. I was trying to lose weight after I had my baby, and I'd gained about 75 pounds.
Wow.
I got pretty porky there. But so I wasn't losing weight like I used to. It used to be just a snap.
Really?
You know, no problem. But I just couldn't lose weight. And I thought, what is wrong? So I went to my naturopath, and I said, just figure out what's wrong with me. You know, I want to lose weight. It's very shallow LA motivation to get healthy. Yeah. So she found out I had low thyroid, low adrenals, and all kinds of nutrient deficiencies. But she wanted to put me on hormone replacement for the low thyroid function, low thyroid hormones, and low adrenal hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And I thought, yeah, you know, I'm 40. I don't think I'm going on hormone replacement just yet. I'm not in menopause, yeah. You know? And even if I was, I wouldn't go on hormone replacement. So I thought, and I'm like, how does that help heal the underlying problem? How does that heal my thyroid and get it working on its own? So that set me on a path to find hair mineral analysis. And I'm very lucky. I found it very quickly, the answer to my questions very quickly. And a program that I got certified in is Nutritional Balancing under Dr. Lawrence Wilson. He has an amazing website, drlwilson.com, where he's been very prolific and written 1,000 articles on the true underlying causes of health conditions and how to correct them with a hair mineral analysis.
Oh, wow.
So I trained under his program, and I just, some things I didn't really like about it, I don't totally agree with the diet. So I created my own program called Mineral Power that has a diet based on the latest nutritional science and what I call modern paleo. And I use supplementation and a diet and lifestyle and detox protocols like infrared saunas to help provide a holistic program for people to heal their health conditions.
Right.
So that was my path. I healed my health conditions on it, my daughters, et cetera. And it's a wonderful program.
Really? Wow. So you've obviously discovered how to improve your life. And then you decided, I'm going to share this with other people as well.
Yes.
So what kind of changes have you seen? I mean, like more energy and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first started, I had really bad brain fog, which is really frustrating because I'd always been very studious and very my brain worked really well. And here I was, I could barely have a conversation because I couldn't recall a word or what have you. And I thought, I'm only 40. This is not supposed to be happening.
Yeah.
You know,
and not using drugs or anything.
No.
Or,
okay. No, I'm like, it just was not working.
Whoa.
I'm like, what is wrong? And I also, I healed my thyroid doing it. So my brain fog has lifted. I'm just so much more clear and focused, and my ability for my brain to work and to do my work. And my thyroid's healed. I have more energy. I lose weight easier. Just
right.
Everything has gotten better.
Very cool.
Because thyroid is a big thing for a lot of women.
Oh, yeah.
So just by eating healthier and supplements, you can correct that?
Oh, yes. Any kind of thyroid condition you can heal on this program, whether it's Graves, Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism. A lot of women don't understand that they're not just a victim of their mom had thyroid issues, so they're going to have thyroid issues. It all boils down to nutrient deficiencies, foods that the thyroid needs to work, maybe aren't being eaten. The thyroid also needs certain nutrients to work. People also don't realize that copper toxicity, which every single one of my clients are copper toxic, that also produces low thyroid function.
What's copper toxic?
Copper toxicity is just when someone, because they have low adrenal function, their metabolism has slowed down and they just accumulate copper more than the average person. It's also added to drinking water. Some municipal water sources add it to kill bacteria. It's also added to pools. It's in copper piping. It's also in certain foods, grains and nuts. And so people are eating too many of those, like vegetarians, always copper toxic. So it's just one of those problems that's ubiquitous in our society, and it's contributing to thyroid issues.
Wow. So we're walking around with all this metal in our body, mm-hmm. and we wonder why we're not feeling good.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And there's no exception. Everyone has toxic metals and chemicals in them.
Right.
And the EPA has established, the Environmental Protection Agency, has established that every person on average has 700 chemicals in their body.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's prudent, and that's my message to people, is that they need to start paying attention to detoxing these substances before they cause disease.
Yeah. It's amazing what the body can withstand, you know, I mean, and fight just about anything that you do to it. And so, you know, I mean, it sounds good that, you know, even when people are toxic and stuff, there's still hope, you know, you can still get better and everything.
Oh, yeah, you can get rid of all these chemicals. And then you kind of have to have a lifelong detoxification program, like doing an infrared sauna a couple times a week to maintain it, because we're always exposed to chemicals. You know, I don't worry about it. I don't worry too much about what I'm breathing or the products I'm using. I don't get too uptight about things, because I know I'm doing a program where I'm giving my body the energy and the nutrients it needs to detox,
right?
And the tools it needs to detox all these chemicals that we're bombarded with every day, and it's only going to get worse.
An infrared sauna. That's just a sauna.
No, it's actually a specific type of sauna. I have many types for sale on my website. Mainly, they're near infrared saunas. They're just light bulbs. They're just these red light bulbs that heat up your body from the inside and help all your cells inside you to detox and release the toxins inside them. And they penetrate about 3 to 4 inches. And you also need to increase your body temperature so you can sweat out all these chemicals.
So if you bought the bulbs and put them in your living room light, mm-hmm. that would work?
Not necessarily. it's you do want to be able have it hot enough so you can sweat. So they do need to be, you know, about 3 or 4 bulbs in a little enclosure, sometimes with a space heater, and just sit there and you sweat for about 30 minutes, maybe longer a day. Or you can buy a more expensive far infrared saunas. Those work amazing too. There's several thousand dollars, but you can also find them at spas. You can go on spafinder.com and type in search for infrared sauna and find a sauna place near your home.
And that doesn't cause any other problems, because I feel like infrared lights, I don't know, shining on my body would cause other problems, because I mean, everything affects everything these days.
Well, there's no side effects from the lights per se or from the infrared rays. People can have problems with the EMFs, the electromagnetic fields, that are emitted by a lot of far infrared saunas. That's why I do prefer the near infrared saunas, just the light bulbs, because they don't emit the EMFs. And I have an article on my website about near versus far infrared saunas and kind of the pros and cons of each. But any negative, tiny negatives far outweigh, I'm sorry, the positives far outweigh any negatives.
Yeah. And I mean, these recipes on the paleo, the modern paleo, I mean, they look great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like, I mean, a crock pot leg of lamb, and there was a scrambled egg one.
The French scramble, yeah.
So it's just, it's foods that we do eat. It's not like we have to go completely in the other direction and eat all these strange foods. Like, I mean, kale is a huge one in LA. I've never tried it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound appealing to me, but it's supposed to be healthy. So it's not strange things that you have to learn to like. It's things that we eat every day.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken bone broth and...
Yeah, and the paleo diet is typically what's called the caveman diet. They're foods that... people ate during the Paleolithic era.
It's like basic foods that are not processed or anything.
Yeah, real basic. It's just meat and fruit and vegetables and nuts and seeds and things like that. But, you know, I think a lot of people push this paleo diet like we have to reenact caveman times, which I don't believe in. It's not about reenactment. And that's where I came up with modern paleo, because there's a lot of people, and it's scientifically proven, that they can tolerate milk. Oh, what a concept, you know?
Yeah.
And so those people should be eating milk. It's a very, very nutritious food.
Right.
Other people, they tolerate grains just fine, no problem. So in modern paleo, it's all about incorporating newer foods that have been introduced to in our environment since Paleolithic times, like grains and dairy and things of that nature, potatoes or legumes, and just see if they work for you.
Right.
Do a food elimination diet, and I have instructions on my site how to do that, and just see if they work for you. And if you do, you can expand your diet to include foods that are very nutritious.
What is kind of a daily food that you would eat, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks? Oh, I don't know if you would recommend snacks, but
yeah. No, snacks are fine if you need them. Typically in the morning, I try to do some intermittent fasting where I just have coffee in the morning. And then about midday, maybe 10 or 11 a.m., I'll have two pastured eggs with some steamed broccoli and onions. Or sometimes I'll have a breakfast I love is a can of sardines.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. I know I'm brave. With some sautéed greens or something. Yeah. Probably not most people's choice.
if it works for you, you know.
But, you know, a lot of our fish today are very contaminated with mercury.
Really?
So that's what I try to urge people to do is a lot of paleo diets say all the seafood you want. But shellfish and most fish are contaminated with heavy metals, not just mercury. There's also PCBs and dioxins and all these contaminants where if you eat the small fish, they haven't lived long enough to accumulate mercury and other heavy metals and toxins.
So anchovies?
Anchovies.
Love anchovies.
Yes. So I like the fresh ones. I don't like the nasty brown ones.
Yeah.
Same.
That people seem to think of when they think of anchovies. Not anchovies on pizza.
Okay.
It's these beautiful, yummy, fresh ones.
Yeah. There's different ones.
Yeah, and you can eat herring and mackerel. Salmon's okay every once in a while. The small fish.
Right.
That's what I advise. And every once in a while, yeah, go for it. Go for your scallops or whatever it is, your lobster that you want to have every once in a while.
Right.
So then what do you have for the rest of the day?
Then for lunch, actually yesterday I had a roasted leg of lamb.
You did?
Smothered in marinara with vegetables, some broccoli and cauliflower and carrots. And usually I just eat two meals a day.
Okay.
I usually don't, I eat my lunch dinner at about 4 or 5 p.m. Sometimes it's late as 6, and I don't eat after that.
And then when you eat dinner at 4, you don't eat anything before you go to bed?
No, I don't. I'm just not hungry.
Really?
I
wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, from 4 until cravings. What? What time do you go to bed usually?
I usually go to bed at about 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. So that's not... Okay, so that makes sense, you know? I mean... There's only 4 hours between
still, that's
that.
Like, yeah, but still it's 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Without eating, right?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, I snap and I have something. You know, I just like white knuckling it because I'm craving something for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I find that when I eat at night, I wake up in the morning really, really hungry. Because I have kicked my body out of fat-burning mode. Mm. Because when your body, when you... go for long periods of time without eating, your body has to kick into fat burning mode and burn your fat for energy because it doesn't have any other foods like carbohydrates and things coming in.
Right.
Because your body burns carbs or fat. So for me, the longer I go without eating, the better.
Yeah.
So that's why I try not to eat breakfast, so I'm burning that flab.
Right. That's true. That's what I do. I don't do it for to burn flab, but... I just don't feel like eating in the morning, you know, at least not that early. So I don't eat before, like, you know, 1 o'clock or something, you know.
That's good. That's a very healthy impulse.
Is it really?
Really?
Oh, yes.
Because they say you should have breakfast eat every couple hours, something small.
But you have to think about how our bodies evolved over millions of years. And this is where the paleo concepts kind of come in, is that for millions of years, people did not eat three meals a day. Okay, that has been coming. That has been instituted since World War II.
Oh, really?
Lots of very plentiful food, and this Susie Homemaker concept that they need to have 3 squares a day on the table.
Right.
But for all of millennia, and the way most people eat today, they eat 1 or 2 meals, and frequently they go a few days without eating.
Really?
And that's how our bodies were designed to eat.
Wow, very interesting.
And so when you tap into that and you try to emulate that, you have better health.
Yeah, so it's okay to go without food for a few days? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's why occasionally a fast is okay.
Because
our bodies are meant to do that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's over millions of years, they might have, the winter or a few days where they just couldn't find any animals to eat or what have you.
Oh, wow. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Wendy Myers. Her website is livetoto110.com. How did you pick that age? I mean, usually they say to 120, right?
Well, livetoto120.com was taken.
Oh, okay.
Besides,
who wants to live that long? Yeah. But, I know some people that, I've seen people that like, in their 90s, and they're doing very well.
Yeah. And you have to think, those people have had a lifetime of eating whole foods.
Right.
The majority of their life, they did not eat you know, Jimmy Dean sausage biscuits and things like that. You know, they ate real whole food. And that's why there's a lot of older people today, very strong and very healthy.
Right. Yeah. So it does affect you when you grow older and how you feel and how you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
And everything at a later age. I'm not sure I'd want to live that long, but why not? You know, I mean, I'm sure nobody's ready to die when they're 80 years old, you know.
Right. Or it's about living a high-quality life until you pass.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people, they hit 60, and most of us know that most of us know relatives that are in their 60s. They're on 4 or 5 or more medications.
Yeah.
That's not a way to live.
Right.
So I try to tell people how to live a healthy life with the highest quality and how to heal their health conditions naturally so they don't have to suffer and live a low quality life like that.
Yeah. And it makes sense, you know, because the body, you know, it works based on food and energy and all that stuff. So it really matters what you put into it, you know, almost like gasoline inside a car. You know, if you put bad quality, it's not going to drive well.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think food is really important. And other things we put into our body too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you your car runs on regular gas, and you put in diesel like McDonald's, it's not going to run as well, you know?
Diesel McDonald's. That's a good analogy. So you decided to become a health coach?
Yes.
That's what you what you call it. And so tell us a little bit about your practice, what you can do for people, how they can find you, things like that.
Well, I basically can do one-on-one consultation. People want to help losing weight or help tweaking in their diet or what have you. But the main thing I like to do with people is my Mineral Power Program because it really has the highest potential to be able to heal whatever health condition people have. Whether it's trying to lose weight, it corrects their thyroid. If they're trying to heal a health condition, they need to detox usually. Whatever, it just has such far-reaching potential that it's typically what I always urge people to do.
And it
starts with a hair mineral analysis.
Right. And how long before somebody can really get on track and stuff usually?
Well, usually most clients, if they don't start detoxing right away, they usually start feeling good within a month or two.
Really?
They start feeling better because they noticeably, when they start taking enough minerals, a lot of people are taking minerals, they're not taking enough.
Oh, okay.
You have to take a lot more minerals than you might think.
And so, it's better to get it through food than through the pills, right?
Well, ideally, yes, we want to get it through food. But the problem is, even if you eat a perfectly organic paleo diet and you're cooking all your food at home and you're getting at the farmer's market like I was for a long time, the food is still nutrient deficient.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And unless you're a master gardener and growing your own food, like my uncle, he's been gardening for 30 years. He has the craziest garden.
Wow.
I mean, the broccoli, it just stinks. Like it just, it's this dark, so dark green. It reeks. It reeked up my whole car and it reeked up the whole fridge. I mean, what is this stinky stuff? I'm like this. And it just dawned on me when he gave me this broccoli. This is what food is supposed to look, feel, and taste like.
Really?
And that is not the broccoli you're getting at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was that sulfur, that really sulfur-rich, the sulfur in it that made it so stinky and wonderful. But that is not the reality of most people's diets.
Right.
So unless you're that master gardener, people need to supplement minerals. And this is well established by the USDA. Mm-hmm. They do testing for minerals and nutrients in all the foods, and they do it every single year. And a peach, for instance, from 50 years ago, the nutrients in that, to get the same nutrients, you'd have to eat 20 peaches today.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And that's just because of what? The way they design it? Genetically modified, things like that?
Some of it is the genetic modification. Because anytime you tamper with the food or you do just hybridization, where you just kind of tamper with the traits of a food, try to breed it so that it has different traits, so it travels better or it lasts longer on the shelf, you lose nutrients.
Right.
And the GMO crops are designed to withstand glycophosphate, Roundup ready crops, and those also work by chelating minerals from the soil and your body, because that's how it kills the weeds. And so whenever you're eating foods that have been sprayed with this, which most foods at restaurants have residues of this Roundup on it,
really?
It chelates minerals from your body. So not only are you getting a low nutrient-dense food, it's also robbing you of more.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. So you suggest that people take zinc... I forgot the others.
Yeah, just they're basics. Calcium, magnesium, zinc. And I have my clients do a trace mineral supplement in kelp just because it's a natural source of about over 100 trace minerals from the sea and iodine to help the thyroid and a few others.
I mean, just going to Whole Foods and getting the supplements or what are you telling people to do?
Well, I have a supplement store on my site because I prefer people take chelated minerals. They tend to absorb a little bit better. But most of the formulas I have like calcium citrate and then chelated calcium as well. And they'll have magnesium citrate and chelated magnesium as well. So I prefer the chelates. But some people, you know, everyone's a little bit different. So I might have to tweak their program a little bit based on what they tolerate.
Right.
Right. Yeah. This is very cool. So you offer like free ebooks on your website as well. What are these about? What can people expect?
Yeah, well, you know, if people want to sign up and get my newsletter, I like to give them a little something. So I have a preview of my upcoming book, The Modern Paleo Survival Guide, and they get 5 free Modern Paleo Survival Guides. They're just, you know, little charts about protein, about fats, about the foods that are on a paleo diet and on a modern paleo diet, the differences.
Right.
And so it's just a little taste of a little tasty treat and preview of my upcoming book and what to expect.
Very cool.
I also have a weight loss guide because when I first started my program my studies, I was very, very interested in weight loss. So I wrote a 35-page e-guide called the Live to 110 by Weighing Less e-guide that talks all about weight loss. And I just made it completely free.
Very cool. And that's available on your website.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
I just saw right here, a coffee enema.
Yes.
Can you quickly...
You want to do some coffee talk?
Well, an enema and coffee mixed together, I don't know how that sounds.
Yes. Well, that's another detox protocol that I encourage people to do. They don't work for everybody. Some people, they have a caffeine sensitivity. A lot of my male clients are like, hell no, I'm not doing that. but it's one of those things that is very, very helpful to detox the liver. And our livers today are very, very toxic, very overburdened and congested. And when it's really, really important to get that liver working so that to aid detoxification. And it's also really helpful to manage detox symptoms because the why we use caffeine is because the caffeine dilates the blood vessels in the liver and that main portal vein that goes from the liver to the small intestine. Mm. So when you do that and you're retaining that enema for about 15 minutes, all the toxins in your blood filter, you know, the blood filters through your liver about 4 to 5 times during that 15 minutes. And all those toxins in there dump into your intestines for elimination.
Wow.
So it's really not about cleaning out the colon. It's really about detoxing the liver.
Does it hurt? That just sounds uncomfortable.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's not the most glamorous.
Yeah, I mean, enema is an enema, you know.
But I have clients that they start doing them, and you feel like $1 million after you do one.
Really?
Because you got rid of all these toxins that are in your body. That, you know, for me, when I get nauseated or from I'm detoxing whatever metal that's causing that, or a headache, or even sometimes irritability. I do one and I feel fantastic. It's gone.
Wow.
Those symptoms are just gone. They're very just cool. being caused by toxins. So when you get them out of your body, that symptom is gone.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And definitely go to bed early. You know, I mean, my God, you know, by the time I go to bed, you're probably up already. What time do you get up if you go to sleep at 9?
I just allow myself to wake up naturally. You know, I put my daughter to bed
at
9.
I wish I could do that.
Put my daughter to bed at 9, so I just kind of not. Sometimes I just conk out with her.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get up at 4, usually about 6:30.
Really?
Yeah.
So you get a nice 9 hours sleep usually.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I get exactly half of that.
Yeah.
And that's why my eyes are closing now. Yeah.
But you know what? With people that have trouble sleeping, they just need calcium, magnesium.
No, I don't have trouble sleeping at all. I sleep very well.
Yeah.
It's just that I keep myself up working.
Okay.
And that's not a good thing at all. Wendy Myers, the website is livetto110.com. a wealth of information, free ebooks, recipes, anything you can think of is right here. You really took your time to make this a complete package here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I have fun with it. I have a lot of fun.
Great. And people can contact you through this if they want to have you do a program for them and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of fun. And, yeah, I mean, you guys can find all the social networks and everything on her side, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You were going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was saying that if anyone's interested, I also have a podcast. I have the Live to 110 podcast every week.
Very
and
cool.
My own little radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I have the Modern Paleo Cooking Show, where uh-huh. I teach people how to cook a nutrient-dense paleo diet and all kinds of fun stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. Very interesting, Wendy. Yeah, I always like conversations about health and everything because it's always important. It's always very important, you know. And I mean, I think it was important to find out that even at Whole Foods, you're not really getting the whole picture.
Yeah, it's definitely an upgrade for most people's diets, but you can be taken to another level.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, growing your own garden.
Yes.
Right.
That's what everyone should do.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
See you all tomorrow.
The best in morning radio. Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.